if their plans something break. Engine on yours, count stars in their time out of their day. In the corners of their frame, they're encased in the losing of a grain of themselves, pushed against the
Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Headroom on 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is your host, Alexander Golan. I'm going to be signing off my show, and while Hunter's running to grab his phone, I'm going to be signing on for Hunter's show. Excuse me, DJ G Marquis. So he'll be back in just a flash. I hear the door right now.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Hear that, kids?
It looks like it's time. It's that time, kids.
Eye holes.
All right. You know what? I've been listening to the song. Can the folks hear me? Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is 12:06 here on the East Coast, and you are tuned in to WMFO 91.5 FM. And At this current time, you are listening to Nothing to See Here. I am your host, DJ G Marquis, and I apologize for being so tardy, and everything is falling apart right now. Yeah, as always in my life. But, you know, we're having a great time. We just heard the musical stylings of... Do you have a DJ name, Alex, or is it just...
Nope, just my name.
Just your name. Okay, cool. So
creative like that.
Yeah. So we're probably going to play a lot of Bon Iver and game show music. College radio! Yeah! Yeah! Woo! All right. I didn't really put together a playlist for the evening, so we're just going to go with it. Okay, music time.
I remember something. Heard the heron hurried away. First I breached that last Sunday. Low moon down the yellow road, I remember something. Then leaving wasn't easy, all oh, that heaving in my veins. And I'm certain that it's evening and it's now is not the time. Ooh. Toiling with your blood, I remember something. And being rushing, kissing on a night second to last. Finding both your hands if second sun came past the glass. And oh, I know it felt bad. I had you in my grasp. Oh, then how are we gonna cry? 'Cause it once might not mean something. Love a second glance, it is not something that we need. Honey, understand that I have been left here in the reeds. But all I'm trying to do is get my feet up from the creeks. And I see you. Turn around, you're my 18. Turn around, now you're my 18. Goddamn, turn around, now you're my 18.
Yeah. Can we just talk about how much I love that song?
Oh my God, it was so good.
It was amazing. Oh man, I mean, almost as amazing as this game show music. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to Nothing to See Here. I'm your host, DJ G Marquee. With me, as always, is Garth.
Garth!
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth. Yeah, Halloween actually was...
a hit.
A hit, yeah, it was, and it was fairly recent. Recently. And with that in mind, I don't know how I feel about it. I'm like... kind of horror movied out, but I'm not necessarily ready for Halloween to be over.
I love Halloween.
I really like it. It's kind of my favorite holiday. I mean,
yeah, it used to be Christmas for me, but as I get older, there's something about like the bejesus out of people.
You have to start buying gifts for Christmas, it just all goes out the window, yeah. Man. I mean, actually, interesting point that I came across the other day. If you think about it, all the candy that you buy to hand out as an adult, you're essentially just paying back all the free candy you got as a kid.
Huh.
And then some. And then some. Like, way more. Like, well, come on.
That doesn't bother me that much.
It doesn't, No, I mean, because there's a sense of satisfaction you get out of participating
in
the tradition.
In fact,
it just proves the point that nothing is ever free.
No.
Like, nothing is free.
Nothing's free. However, I like to think in the cosmic sense of, like, you know, nothing really means anything, and therefore everything is arbitrary cost.
Uh-huh.
In my opinion, I'm making a lot more money by giving kids king-size bars and being dope instead of, like, that fun-size crap.
I
literally was in Target today. I was shopping with 5 80-year-old women in the Halloween section because it was 30% off.
Right.
The day after Halloween.
Oh,
What's wrong with me? No, it was because I was at the DMV. So that really just makes me a really old woman.
Oh, man. Wait, where? Okay. Were you doing these things because you had to do them, or were you doing them because you were following old women
DMV.
Around?
I had to go to the DMV, and Target happened to be right next door.
So following women, old women around had nothing to do with this?
No, that's just a hobby.
Okay. Okay. All right. Party on.
No, but seriously, I couldn't find anything that wasn't freaking fun size.
That's unfortunate. Yeah, no, can I just talk about how there's not adequate sizes of candy real quick? Like, they have king size, but they need, like, coma size.
Okay, so I thought you were saying, not the Goldilocks size, where it's like, the king size is too big, the fun size is too small.
The king size is too small.
I agree.
But the
glad you went there.
Those gigantic sheets of chocolate are way too much, and that's the only step up that you have. You need
There's the five-pound bars, which is
Why? Who eats? It's like the five-pound gummy bear
The problem is, then it gets so nasty, because you have to keep re-wrapping it up, and then it's just covered in your saliva. That's why I like large quantities of discrete candies like jelly beans.
I love this music so much. Never gonna get tired of this. It reminds me of the 25-foot gummy snake that they had at that candy stop that we played. The place in Assembly Square. Great candy store, by the
great
way.
Great Lego store.
Assembly Square. If you're looking for a totally manufactured, like, cosmopolitan shopping experience.
If you're looking for exactly what the people in the 60s told you what the future would be.
If you want to eat at a seafood restaurant where they don't put up, like, parts of the ship on the wall. You can do that.
You should go to Assembly Square.
You know, actually, the first time I got introduced to Assembly Square was I brought a girl there on a date, and it was like a dog festival.
Hang on. I'm going to download sound effects.
Put you on aux,
no,
too.
Keep going.
This girl and I, we go out on a date, and I read it on the poster as a dog festival. Clearly I was mistaken. It was like a dog competition, but not like a dog competition. Like they parade the dogs around and like, oh, look at how perfect this dog is. No, this was like, they had a diving board and like a 30-foot running. It was just like a raised platform, a gigantic tank of water. And then
so it's like American Dog Ninja.
Yeah. It was how far the dogs can jump. These dogs could jump far, dude. I'm talking like 40 feet, 50 feet. And it went from being like this totally like, oh, well, I guess this is a cute date idea to like, we were getting into it. We were like, yeah.
Did you guys
yeah!
like, did you guys, so did you click? Did you root for the same pup? Or were you like, no, that one's going to win and like the other one we're going to eat for dinner? And I mean,
To be honest, I don't really remember. And I'm going to make a quick musical adjustment while I have you here. Musical adjustment.
Ooh. Hit me up. Throw me up.
Throw you up? Okay.
Throw me up.
Let's hear him.
What do you want? There's all kinds.
Do you have like a really obnoxious horn sound? Because that's really what my show has been missing.
Are we talking like a vuvuzela?
Yes, like
that kind of thing.
That right. is exactly as annoying as.
Dude, this is really hard to navigate. I'm gonna just say it right now, as I say about everything. The user experience is crap.
Well, wait, can I make that? Can you make that louder? Turn up your.
That is up.
It's all the way. all right, I'm gonna put you in charge of sound effects. You just like toss them in as appropriate. Well, I guess that idea went out the window. All right, I'm just gonna use them whenever we want. All right,
I'll toss them in. I gotta familiarize myself with the board. Get me out.
Wait,
of here.
Wasn't I just talking about Holly? Yeah, I was. This was the like. I'm never gonna get to this BSA. It's
no,
never gonna
no,
happen.
No, tell us you something about dogs.
It wasn't. It had nothing to do with dogs. We got so far away from the original point. Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm gonna just bear with me. No, so really tracking back to the original point. Halloween just ended, and here at Tufts WMFO Freeform Radio Organization, we are required to educate the public. We are an educational radio. Ooh.
Ooh. Oh,
educational radio station. We are a vibrating radio station.
Yes, we are.
And so it's our responsibility to bring you a PSA, but a spooky PSA. What? We're gonna try again. I need to. I was getting into it.
I can't believe I've never thought of doing this before. Okay.
Okay. Enough. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, or toxic, or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy, misusing one is even scarier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit ortho.inc / ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts. Community Radio. Excellent. Thank you, Alex. I really appreciate that.
I don't like the soundboard. It's not good enough.
It's, seems to have, I mean, when you started pulling out the Halloween sounds, I figured, you know, that it's got some range. I don't know what I put on. But, yeah, it's true. Ladders are dangerous. But I find it interesting, the power dynamic in this PSA. If I could just roll back to it real quick. Did you notice that at the end it said that it was brought to you by the American Association of, like, Orthopedic Surgeons? Right? It's right there. It was at the end. It was brought to you by the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. And on the other hand, they're, like, trying to tell people to, like, you know, avoid using ladders. Do you think the ladder lobby and the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons lobby are, like, fighting one another?
Maybe they're in cahoots.
Maybe they are in cahoots.
Dude, I think we've stumbled onto something here.
Illuminati.
This reminds me of that Malcolm in the Middle episode where Hal takes the radio in the car and is like, what's his name? Kid,
Who?
Kid Charlemagne.
I'll be completely candid with you. I have not seen the show.
I'm a barren believer.
Yeah.
I bought the full one. Now I have 300 sounds.
Wow.
It was 99 cents and I can rearrange them.
All right. Well, I'm going to play. I'm going to play a couple more tracks that I happen to be really digging.
I don't like these very much. Why did I buy this?
Alex, that's exactly what I just said, and you justified it pretty well. Did you forget the justification that you provided?
Pretty much.
I can't remember if I played the song last week, but it's a good song, and I like Chet Faker, so I hope you like Chet Faker. Do you like Chet Faker?
I like Chet Faker.
I like Chet Faker, too. So we're going to listen to Chet Faker.
He likes Chet Faker.
Yeah.
inside out to make you like a crisp packet. Turn you inside out to make you.
Hating yourself. Do you really hate me? Are you hating yourself? Spike your drinking times.
Turn up.
I mean, it's hard to swallow this game. You throw up every line.
Every line.
I know these people got Napoleon complexes. That's my confession.
Yeah, that.
You said that we're equal, but I know you're beyond guessing that I'm beyond desperate.
Yeah, that.
6 a.m. on a Friday morning, my darkest hours. Them heartless hours. My apartment is lost in the coffin. I'm dead to the world like I popped me a couple downers. Down and out on my looks, hot water hard on my tux. And I call, she don't pick up, then I fall when summer's ending. I mean, it's no pretending. I'm stuck in my ways and you're offended. That's life, that's you, that's me, that vice. You're wrong, I'm right, that's right. I belong somewhere on ice. I'm colder, my new blood type. Even colder, cold shoulder. Born sinner, you know cold shoulders. I ain't have nothing to lose. My dark side been well in tuned. A Gemini go show them faces. And this here just one of my moves, Babylon.
Was it worth it? Would you do it again? Aren't you tired of always making amends? Or I know you hate me now. I bet you hate me now. Bring on the thorny crown. Crucify me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for the technical difficulties. My phone doesn't want to do its job. Oh, there we go.
Life goes on. Never.
As Grizzle tell you, and Man in Focus, life goes on. Oh! Oh boy, is there a phone ringing? Oh no, Alex, you got me again.
Hi, this is Dave.
Who else but Alex? Hi, Dave.
I'd like you to play some Jethro Tull, please.
Die. Well, the show was pretty good, and then they started playing elevator music and doing the soundboard, and it just kind of went downhill from there. Yeah, so as I previously mentioned, there's really not a whole lot of game show music on Spotify, and there should be. I don't know. I really honestly think that maybe we should just change all of our musical endeavors to support that dying, you know, dying genre. But in the meantime, I've supplemented our listening with some elevator music. This is I Hope You Dance by a band literally called Elevator Music.
What's the big idea?
Oh, man. What you were listening to before... Just when I stop playing the game show music, you find the game show sound effects.
Sorry.
Come on,
I'm
man.
I'm learning.
So, before,
give me a kiss.
Before Manic Focus, we had, Babylon by, SZA featuring Kendrick Lamar. I'll be honest, I don't know how to pronounce that artist's name. I'm sorry.
Oh my god, I want to do I want to do a SpongeBob panel where I can just like put in like the all the cuss words. Oh man,
my sides.
Oh stop, this is too much.
Oh, God. All right. So before that, we had Alt-J, Every Other Freckle, the Day Trip remix, which I'm
That was
all
awesome.
That music. Yeah, it was curated by none other than yours truly, my Discover Weekly, which I believe hands down is the best. Like, randomly picked those ones too. Didn't even go through ahead of time. That's the first time I've heard all of those songs. And like, they're, come on, man. Those were all pretty solid
ooh,
tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Macho Man Randy Savage agrees. Why? I hope the rest of you agree.
Do you think they got licensing to use their?
100% no. Especially if it's like an app that was made in China, they don't respect
this
it. In actual.
This is beautiful. What is that? Velvet.
It's like, honestly, I don't even know if I, like, where I, how I managed to make it all of those years without one of these.
I know, me too.
I really could have just done my show without any other co-hosts.
You can't handle the truth.
Well, of course they're going to have that one.
They're going to have that.
Yeah, that's just a given. Wow.
I love how they have even the background noise of the movies in there, too.
Oh, they didn't like, really do a good job of, no, you know, really sweeping didn't. Those MP3 files. China.
Duh. Winning.
R.I.P. Charlie Sheen.
I apologize for nothing.
Okay.
Here he is, the biggest douche of the universe. In all the galaxies, there's no bigger douche.
All right, hold on. I can't take this music anymore. I'm actually losing my mind. Something about that music, on the other hand, makes you angry, right? Can I see? which? I just don't know what the is up with all of this music nowadays. Ball. Wait, you have to be able to reorder.
Yeah,
reorder
you can. What were the others? Do you remember?
It was the there was the dolphin, and then there was the
Let's go to the tapes.
Yeah, go to the tapes. God. I don't know. I'm just gonna go ahead and play out a couple more tracks.
And I'll go to the tapes.
We'll go to the tapes. We'll pull the file, and we'll see what we can find in the lab. Donald Trump Smith.
What you looking at?
Oh, Yeah. Storm bloom, storm bloom. Simple shit used to be enough. Just fingers interlock. Not static on the hush. Now we barely even talk. Hypnotic midday movie. Spirals pelling where my pupils should be. It occurred to me that people is equations. We seek a figure we can test until we break it. I write a letter out and throw it away. Wonder how you are, you don't text for days. Before I knew you good, I used to hunger for your name. Asking you tuples or I could see you again. Let's take it back then before history happened. Rewind world by access till time can untrack. Hypnotic midday movie. We both been here before, don't you see? I know it's stupid, but I'm caught up. Still hugging on the future that I called us. But you can smell it in the rain. Storm bloom, something gotta change. Itching in my scars every time you say my name. Storm bloom, storm bloom. You can smell it in the rain. Storm bloom, something gotta change. Itching in my scars every time you say my name. Storm bloom, storm bloom. Now I don't live for the love of another. My eyes peeled on the mistakes of my mother. Married 3 times, divorced 3 times. Some people raised you think that love means mine. I don't wanna own you, wanna make you laugh though. Teach my tongue memory, your body map slow. All that learning was over too soon. We ain't shed a bed since like last June. Blame myself, but I blame you too. Hurt so raw when there's nothing you can do. Midday rerun, predictable plot. Blood flow, blood settle. Blood clot, clot, clot. Maybe these are just dumb 1 a.m. thoughts. Good sleep is one thing that loss can't cost. Is this denial or patience? My hand on the door, but I'm hesitating. You can smell it in the rain. Storm bloom, something gotta change. Itching in my scars every time you say my name. Storm bloom, storm bloom. You can smell it in the rain. Storm bloom, something gotta change. Itching in my scars every time you say my name.
That was Storm Bloom featuring Polographia by the artist HTML Flowers. And guess what? You know that group that I found before that plays all the game show music? Well, it turns out they've put out over 100 albums of just period appropriate, like, just music for literally anything that you could possibly need it for. It's actually kind of incredible. I wish my dear co-host Alex was here with me to really talk about the marvel of all this, because I mean, you have to understand, like, Alex, do you understand what I mean? Like, to put forward that much music that is like so just standard and doesn't have like any sort of, I don't know. Like,
that's the kind of mediocre passion that I like to think has kept the human race going for so long.
But to even, like, what kind of mind do you need to have to make this music where it's just like, it's when you click the album, you're like, yeah, this is what I assumed that it would sound like, but nothing more and absolutely nothing less. Like, 100% on the mark, just like very completely generalized and like,
totally, huh?
Yeah, like in a soulless kind of weird way almost. And every album has like 10-8 songs, and there's hundreds of these albums. They've got ones about pensive listen to some of these album titles: Pensive Passion, Outlaw, On the Town, Olympic Moments. Clearly it's alphabetical, but I mean, you get what I mean. This
That's
is
crazy.
Yeah, the name of the group is Network Music Ensemble, and I don't know who's behind it, but it's so fascinating, because I think all the rest of the music that I've tried to play stands out in some way, and this doesn't stand out at all. It's not bad, it is so, just like bar zero, like middle of the road, like, so strange, man. Very strange. Well, it looks like we might have to wrap it up pretty soon. It's getting kind of late. The sun is getting real low in the sky, so we're going to wrap it up here on Nothing to See Here. Well, thank you for tuning in and putting up with the past hour of whatever just happened. I'm going to leave it off with somebody that I did also pull off my Discover Weekly, who I shout out to Spotify for doing half of my job for me. But seems like this is a pretty solid, probably played it last week, but it'll be a solid way to end the show. So this has been Nothing to See Here. I have been your host, DJ G Marquee. Please join us again next week. And now we have a soundboard and we know about this band, so the quality of this show is definitely going to be, like, on the rise. You're going to want to be getting in on this early so you can be one of those people that's like, oh man, I knew them before they even had, like, two soundboards and, you know, fans. But, one day. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, folks. Stick around. We got another hour of programming coming up with some DJs who I haven't really had the opportunity to meet, but I'm sure their programming will be excellent, so stick around, and thanks for tuning in. This is WMFO 91.5 in Medford.
I've been sleeping on the track.